Hi developers, in this video we learn how to use YouTube Data API to retrieve videos from YouTube so that we can embed these videos inside our Xamarin Forms applications. So we will discuss two scenarios. The first one is getting videos from a channel, so we'll use certain channel ID to get all the videos related to that channel. Then we will try to get videos from a playlist in YouTube. So let's get started. Hi, so the goal of this video is to build an application that displays videos inside our Xamarin Forms applications. So we want to build an application that looks like this one. So here you see I have a list view that displays videos coming from my YouTube channel. And here for each video, you can get the number of views, the likes, the number of dislikes, favorite, and also the comments. In addition to that, you get the title of that video, a thumbnail, and a description. So all of this information is coming from YouTube Data API. So you see here it's working inside my real device and also inside the emulator in Android. So we learn how we can get this data using YouTube API, and also we learn how to make a user interface that looks like this one without writing any code. So to get started, here I have created new Xamarin Forms applications by going to File, New Project, and selecting Cross Platform and selecting Blank App Xamarin Forms Portable. By hitting OK, then I get this project. Now, to build this application that displays YouTube videos, I'll go to my portable project, right click and hit Manage NuGet Packages. Go to nuget.org and select, look for a NuGet package, call it plugin.youtube. So here make sure you right click the your project, not your solution. So here we get our plugin.youtube. Then I go and install it. Installing this plugin will install all the NuGet dependencies, which are the JSON.NET and HTTP client libraries. In addition to these, it will also add some other files like the models. So here we have the YouTube item. Each YouTube video will have a video ID, a title, description, a channel title, and different size of the thumbnails, from the default, medium, high, and standard, and also the max res thumbnail. Also, each video have a published date, number of views, number of likes, dislikes, favorite, comments, and tags. So this is really a rich set of data. To retrieve these videos, we'll use the YouTube Data API. So if you want documentation about these, then you can visit these links here to get you started and better understand the YouTube Data API. For us to do to use the YouTube Data API, first thing to do is to go to this link so that you can get the API key. So here in this link, you go here to YouTube Data API. Let me zoom on that. YouTube Data API. Here you go to your apps and create a new project. After creating a new project, you go to that project here. I have called it my project Mansory Cars. Then I go to credentials. And going to credentials will get you your API key, which is this one in my case. So I'll go and copy that API key and use it here. So this is will be the API key I will use to access the YouTube Data API. So as
As we have said, we have two scenarios. The first one is to get videos coming from a playlist, and then we'll see how to get videos from all the YouTube channel. So to do that, here, if I go to this link here, for the documentation, let's try that one. So I would recommend going to this through this documentation to get more information. So here it tells all about the required parameters in order to use the YouTube Data API. So this one will retrieve videos from YouTube channel. So here you see all the parameters. The required one is the part, and also you can pass the ID of your channel. So for my case here, I'll be using my YouTube channel. Here I have get that channel ID. How I can get that channel ID? If I go to my YouTube channel, let's go straight there and hit my channel here, then you get that YouTube channel of anyone. So you get that slash channel. This is gonna be the channel ID. So we'll use that channel ID. Here is by default that one. And then we'll use the API key inside this API URL. So as you see here, we are using REST endpoints for YouTube, and REST endpoints relies on URLs. So the URL we are using here is the URL specified for the YouTube API, the version 3. So here we are searching for channel ID, which is gonna be this one. Of course, you can replace it with your channel ID. And here we are specifying that we want max results to be 20. This means we get at maximum 20 videos. And here, of course, our API key. So this is the request to send to be sent to YouTube Data API. And by executing this request, YouTube will return some data for us. So let's take a look at that one. So here inside inside this method get videos video ID from channel async, we'll go and use that API. So here as the API URL for a channel to get videos from a certain channel. So here we are looking for the ID of the videos. So the request will return the ID of the videos. So if I go and take a look at what the response looks like. So if I go here, so that you get an idea about that. So I need to remove these special characters here and key equal, then I go and reuse my YouTube key here, copy. So you see the response by if we execute this URL, then we get this response. It's telling us that we have 20 results here, 20 videos, and we have a total of 107 videos inside this channel. So here are the items we get. So those are the videos. Each video have a kind, a tag, property, and ID. And we are here interested in the ID property which have the video ID. So for each video, we are getting the video ID property, which is the same as you get here when you type youtube.com/watch v equal your YouTube ID. So that's gonna be the YouTube ID, and each YouTube ID corresponds to a certain video in YouTube. So first of all, we get all the videos ID. So as we have done here, this the role of this method is to get video IDs from certain channel. We'll register all the videos IDs inside this property, and we'll use them inside the get videos details method. This one will get a list of video IDs, then it will use the API URL for video details to get complete list of videos. So the first request here gets only the video IDs. The third one here will get the videos with all the related details. It will get us the title of the video, the thumbnails, the description, the number of views, the number of likes, and all the information related to a certain video. So by executing that URL with the video IDs retrieved from the previous method, as we have here. So here it's combining the API URL for video details with the video IDs string, so that we can get URL, or we can get JSON file containing all the information about the videos specified by the video IDs. So we'll go and deserialize that information using JSON objects. So we'll use JSON object and G objects so that we can parse, or we can deserialize the information coming from that JSON file. So here all the work, all the magic work done to retrieve the information from that JSON file. So if you go and take a look at what that response looks like, so if I go and copy this code here, let's try it in the browser as we tried this one. So let's get this key and let's remove all the not necessary parts here, and also these ones. So here you see I am specifying here the ID of the videos. So I'm passing as parameter three video IDs separated by comma here. And now if I hit enter, then I'll get this JSON file containing items with all the information about the videos, like you get the ID, but also you get a snippet containing the date of publishing that video, the channel ID, the title, the description, the thumbnails with the different resolutions, the default one which have this width and height, the medium, with the URL of that image, also the max size, and also we get tags for that video. You get also information about statistics for the view count, how much that video was viewed, and the number of likes, the number of dislikes, favorite, and comments. So this is JSON information coming from YouTube Data API. That JSON file will be deserialized and parsed using this code here, inside the method get videos details async. So this method will go through that code, through that JSON data, and try to deserialize it to retrieve the title. So you see here, to retrieve the title, for example, we are accessing, so the title here is inside the items and inside the snippet. So in order to go to the title, I have to go through the items and the snippet. And you see the items here is an array. So for that, I am deserializing the items to be a JSON array here. So for that, I'm using the value g array. That will give me all these items. And inside each item, I'll go through the snippet. For that, I'm using here the snippet keyword and deserializing that snippet to a JSON object. Then I'll use that snippet to access the value which is title here. So access it, items, snippet, then the title, and asking here for that value which is of type string. So as here it is. Let's see some other example. For example, how we can get the publish date, for example. So here you can see I'm converting that published at value, which is here. I'm publishing that value to be a date time, because it is a date time. And the same for the other properties. At the end of this, we'll get all the list of the YouTube items inside this property, YouTube items. Then we go and pass that value to our YouTube items here, the public property, so that we can use it inside our view pages. The same thing here is applicable for the playlist. So for the playlist, it have a special special URL. So here you see the difference between the URL of the playlist and the URL for the all the videos. It's for the playlist, it's after the V3 you get a playlist items, and here you get youtube.search.list. Okay, so here also you can specify the number, the max number of results, and some other parameters which we were seeing here. So all of these are parameters you can specify in your request, so that you can refine your search. So here we are invoking the method get video IDs from channel. This one will get us all the videos coming from a channel. But if you want to get videos from a playlist, then all you have to go is to uncomment this code and use it. So this one will get the videos from a certain playlist. And for the playlist, of course, you will have to specify the playlist ID. In my case, this is one of my playlist IDs, and you can get the playlist ID the same way you can get the channel ID. So if I go here to my channel, then here I have playlists. Inside these playlists, I have all my playlists. So let's choose, for example, this one. And the playlist ID is inside the URL here. So you get here playlist list equal, and this is your playlist ID you want to use. So I'm using that playlist ID here with the API key to retrieve the list of videos inside that playlist ID. For that, as you see here, I have in my application these videos to be shown in my Xamarin form. So if I go here, as now I have changed it to get videos from that playlist ID and not anymore from all the channel, Then if I go and execute this code, so now we are expecting to get videos from that playlist ID. So we are expecting to get exactly those videos inside the Advanced Xamarin Forms apps playlist here. So if I go to my real device, it's displaying the default page in Xamarin, and that's because here in app.cs we haven't changed that main page. So we'll go and change that main page to a default view here. So here with this with the plugin.youtube NuGet package, you get the model, you get the view model, but also you get a default YouTube view page. This view page will display something that looks like this one. So it's a page displaying a list view of all the videos retrieved from the YouTube API. So let's use this YouTube view page to show it inside as the main page of our application. So here I'll go to main page equal YouTube view page. So now if you go and hit F5, then I'll get this this page displayed inside my application, and this page of course contains a list view of our YouTube videos. So let's get it. So here it is. Now you get that videos coming from that playlist. So you can verify that here. So here this is the first video, Advanced Xamarin Forms MVVM Part 1. The second video with all the information related to the number of views, the number of likes, dislikes, favorite, and number of commands. The third video, and so on. And until the last video related to view model locator here. So this view is written in C#, but if you prefer to write it in XAML code, then you get the code here. If you want to prefer to use them, then you just use this this ready XAML code instead of this C# code. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and I'm looking for better applications that uses YouTube or YouTube data API inside your application. So here, using this plugin, which is called plugin.youtube, you get all these functionalities and all of these YouTube data ready for your applications. Just you go and hit that API key and choose your YouTube channels or YouTube playlists, and so that you can embed these videos inside your Xamarin Forms applications. Actually, I want to add something else. So here for my YouTube videos, if I click on one video, then I want to go and watch that video. But here my application is not doing anything. For that, there is a small hint here. So here, whenever I click an item on that list, I will have this this method will be executed. So this is the item tapped event handler. And each time I select an item from that this list, I will get this event executed. It will retrieve the YouTube item that I have selected using the item tuppet event args.item. Then I can use the plugin.share NuGet package to open video in browser. So how we can do that? If I copy this, the name of this plugin, plugin.share, and go to my solution this time, right click on my solution, manage NuGet packages for solution, hit browse here, and look for that NuGet package called plugin.share. Let's install this plugin. Installing this plugin in all our Xamarin Forms projects that will add all the dependencies related to that plugin. This plugin, I'm using it because it has a very cool functionality which enable you to share text or share links or even open a browser given a certain URL, and that's the functionality I'll be using here. So in each time I select a video here in my application, I will be able to navigate to open the browser to open this specified video inside my browser. So let's wait for it until it completes installing the, that plugin. So here it is, it's done. Now we can go to our YouTube view page. So now plugin.share completed installing, and it adds all the references it needs to our Xamarin Forms projects. So now I can go and comment this code to use that functionality that will open the browser of our mobile application on this URL. So here it is, I'm using now the cross share object which is coming from the share plugin.share. That one will enable me to open the browser in this URL, and this is the URL that that is specified to the YouTube video video ID. So that's the URL that looks like this one, for example. I open this URL, or actually let's see this one. So here you see each video on YouTube have a special URL, so that's youtube.com/watch v = the video ID. So I'm using that URL to open the video inside that specified URL. So if I go and hit F5 now to install this application in my real device. So here inside this list here, whenever now I go to a certain video and select that video, now you see that Android is opening the browser, but it somehow intercepts that I want to open YouTube with in a certain video, so it launched the YouTube video for me and launched that video I want to watch it inside the YouTube application instead of opening the browser. So thank you.